From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's Tuesday, November 27th. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin, sitting in the big chair for Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. We have a little news, a little information, and today a little something that might even make Prince fans go,
huh?
It's New Music Tuesday, so very excited that there was a new Prince single. Mm-hmm. It's called F-U-N-K, Funk. Went to download it, and somehow I thought Alvin and the Chipmunks had gotten into my computer.
Take
or into Prince.
I don't care what people may say.
Yeah, that's the new Prince single, by the way. Some of the iTunes reviews, one of them went, seriously, what is this? This isn't Prince. It sounds like someone on helium. This isn't true Prince.
Well, you know, he can do what he wants. He's the Prince.
Well, you know what? Somebody else thought that he sounded like the Chipmunks and on helium. So on iTunes, someone provides an alternative. Some genius out there slowed the sound down so the Prince actually sounds like a human being again. We found the clip. Listen to what it sounds like slowed down.
Okay.
And I don't care what people may say. I ain't gonna let it ruin my day. The best remedy for a basket full of lies.
Well, that just makes me think he did that, and then they sped it up.
Now, that's a good Prince song, so check out YouTube and iTunes if you are a Prince fan or you just have some time to waste. What's on the show today, Rach?
Well, politics. Trent Lott, you might have heard Mississippi Senator Trent Lott, fixture in the GOP for a long time. He's stepping down after 35 years on Capitol Hill. And we're going to talk about why he's leaving and what's next for the GOP.
And does the name Chris Novoselic sound familiar? Well, head on over to your iPod because you probably have some Nirvana on it. He's the former bass player of Nirvana. He became a political activist. Huh. He is now going to be a columnist for Seattle Weekly Newspaper Online. He's got his own blog. We caught up with Chris. We'll hear his take on politics and his memories of former bandmate Kurt Cobain.
We'll go to Matt Martinez for today's headlines in just a minute. But here's the BPP's big story.
Vice President Dick Cheney's heart is in the news again, this time for a relatively minor complication, a regular heartbeat. But doctors tend to take that kind of thing pretty seriously when you're the vice president and when you've already had four heart attacks, a quadruple bypass, an angioplasty, and a heart monitor implant.
Doctors discovered the latest problem yesterday morning. Cheney, who's 66, had a cold, and he went in for a checkup. The vice president was soon diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, a condition that affects almost 3 million Americans. It's an abnormal rhythm in the upper chambers of the heart, and left untreated, atrial fibrillation can lead to a stroke, which is why last night doctors used electric pulses to sort of reset a normal rhythm to Cheney's heart.
Actually, the vice president had a defibrillator implanted in his heart. It's like a pacemaker that sends out electrical jolts. Excuse me. I had missed that earlier. The writers were all upset that they were on strike now with Cheney. Sends out electrical jolts whenever the beats fall out of sync. But that only regulates the lower part of his heart, and Vice President Cheney's problem yesterday was located in the upper chambers.
Now, yesterday's procedure was considered low risk, and Cheney's doctors said it went, quote, smoothly and without complication. Most patients just have a sore chest and a little ringed burn marks where the electrode patches were, and those last for just a few days.
Mr. Cheney checked out of George Washington University Hospital after just 2.5 hours and was back at home last night. He is expected on his regular schedule at work today, which includes meetings and sessions in the Mideast Peace Conference.
That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Matt Martinez with even more news.